show now. Thank you for joining us here this February 26th, 2023, live Liberation Station radio show. I'm Chris Steiner, and the site is theliberationstation.com. Thanks for joining, and thanks for expressing yourself, even if it's sitting in the silence of the natural radiance of your own God-given peace, your soul, and sending those good vibes out through your environment and throughout all creation. You can join us also in the Listen Archives page at theliberationstation.com. That's theliberationstation.com, and the RBN player, audio player, is there at the top, right underneath the Tantalk player, which I think I need to get rid of. That's the network that I was on. And would like to return to base station being just a mile from my home, and also streaming live here on Facebook. We are Change Tampa, facebook.com/wearechangetampa. And I'm going there now to check the audio levels, and then I'll go in the chat room. And let's start out with clip number one. Whenever you have that ready, Sam, that's Woody Harrelson from last night doing his monologue. And I'll let you decide if the headlines that he was greeted with, perhaps if he read them this morning, were fair. So we'll get to, Sam, in just a moment, we'll get to that clip. Let me tell you, before we do that and set up the other thing that I'd like to cover tonight or today, and tease those a little bit. Also, pardon me, folks, I'm having a little bit of a problem here on my computer. So I'd like to try to remedy that for the moment. Good thing I saved my script on a thumb drive, because I had to reboot my computer and had some problems. Here we go. Having these antivirus pop-ups, it's so difficult. In the meantime, I'll invite your calls at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And then and you're welcome to call, by the way, on anything that I've mentioned in the past. If you'd like to bring up anything that you think is important in the news, you're welcome to call. I'd like to revisit an issue that we didn't finish discussing, if you feel that way. There's always more room for conversation, and the lines are open. So after we play this, it's just a short clip we'll be playing of Woody Harrelson in just a moment on Saturday Night Live last night, and then I'll get into, if we have the time, as much of this news as possible. I'm planning to get into Collier County here in Florida refusing CDC funds, returning CDC funds, declaring COVID shots bioweapons, and their sheriff is on board. That's a clip from the Stu Peters show, February 22nd, with Karen Kingston. She advised the Collier County Commission before they made that decision. And then we'll get into a couple of important bills that are being heard starting March 7th, and there's going to be a rally in Tallahassee, Florida here, the state's capital, on SB 222 and HB 305. To make sure that we make permanent a lot of the protections that we here in Florida have been given that will expire coming up in June, I believe, June 21st. Could be July, but I'm pretty sure it's June. I'll be reminded on that in just a moment. But hey, time flies, so before you know it, it'll be here, and there will be a lot of buses going from various Florida cities going up there, so we'll go through those, and it's only $25 per bus, to bring you up and bring you back on the same day. And then we'll get into, if we have the time, that the CDC admits that the mRNA is rampant in the bloodstream. That's also from the Stu Peter Show, February 23rd, his interview with Dr. Paul Alexander, who's of great notoriety. He's testified before Ron Johnson's hearings and authored quite a bit over at the Brownstone Institute at brownstone.org, including the great article that is keeping track of over 170 studies that show that natural immunity is superior. And we'll get into some other related news to that, I don't want to waste too much time going through all the details that are related, the data points. But lastly on my agenda for today is Matt Walsh. His is a clip from his video where he's talking about, I would say, Angela Davis, who, by the way, is a Marxist, her white fragility when she discovered her DNA results. When she learned of her DNA results live on PBS, she was not happy. But I say, hey, you're a human being, you're a spirit, you're the energy, not the wires. Paramahansa Yogananda said, you're not the body, you're the energy, you're the spirit underlying the energy. From stillness, they say you can't get something from nothing. I think that if you're in stillness, you learn to be a conduit for God's loving, holy spirit, holy prana, chi, orgone, all this life energy, all these names for life energy that if you become still, you can be a conduit for, without, of course, exhausting, considering any of the energy your own, you can help heal yourself, others, and situations, and find that it's not exhausting, it's invigorating. So that's really what I think at the base of my views on racism. I've, you know, talked about a couple weeks ago with false accusations against Governor DeSantis for allegedly, purportedly taking out African American studies from Florida schools, which did not happen. I went over that for most of the show, two shows back on February 12th, if you'd like to check that out. But the underlying point that I didn't make on that show, and I don't think I've ever made on the show here, is that we're all humans. We all have a nervous system that is able to, when we become still and want to fall in love without any sensory stimulus, just the will power that's indwelling in us, that inexhaustible energy can be drawn through any human being if you learn the proper practice, spiritual technique, discipline, focus, I say, as you know, on your third eye and your heart as constantly as possible. For me, that's been very yielded a lot of successful results over the last 35 years that I've been doing that, since I took Yogananda's advice on doing that. You know, he has his spiritual practice, his techniques called Kriya Yoga, though he says you don't need to practice that if you can just focus all your attention constantly on your third eye. And so I've taken that advice and just added also focus on your heart, because that is the center of the balance beam, of the energy center, the chakra system balance beam. And the more that you focus on that fulcrum on the center, the more you can balance on your beam, the more you can perceive, the greater your emotional range. So that's at the heart of my views on ethnicities. We're all one human race, of course, but all the ethnicities have the same capabilities. And I'm really learning growing up that admiring those with greater spiritual accomplishments and being able to put some of their practices and discipline techniques into practice has taught me that they were onto something. They really wanted to bring out the best in humanity, myself included, and being most personal relationship with the wholeness of God and creation, and to see that someone with a darker skin who's more spiritually advanced really disallowed racism, or ethnicism is more appropriately called, from ever taking root. And that, along with my mom telling me, trying to explain to me why certain ethnicities behave as they do, as I perceived, as I was stereotyping, and she would say, just imagine what it feels like to be in their skin. And the condemnation that they apparently have felt. So that's really the foundation for my views on ethnicities, that we all have the nervous system as humans to be conduits for God's loving Holy Spirit. That and seems to encompass all sorts of emotions that are seemingly conflicting at first, but if you learn to embrace them by staying still, watch them without fear, condemnation, without envy, without any kind of fear of intimacy, which is fear of intelligence, is really a fear of intimacy, which is God intimacy, and you learn to stay still during these, I would say maybe early epiphanies and ordeals in my life, becomes easier, and the energy, God's loving Holy Spirit, will go where it's most needed. We pray for all of creation, the upliftment of all creation. You can focus that intention onto a certain situation or person, because the intention is for the upliftment of all. And being able to tune into the creation as a, I think it's important to visualize as a field of white, clear, golden light, and focusing on your third eye, and that everything in creation is there in that field, in that seemingly limitless field, though seems to be always expanding. Like it feels like feels to me like there's a party going on in creation, and everyone, well, at least the higher angelic spirits, for instance, it feels like, oh, God's the life of the party, and you can feel him getting closer and closer. And seems like there's always room for improvement in creation. And if it were not so, then our existence would cease to be exciting. And with that, I'm going to finish up on my little dissertation on ethnicities and race, so you know where I'm coming from. But I just really cover a lot of this information because I don't want to see a race war, and that's what the bankster gangsters, present-day slave masters, would like the most, infighting, resulting in things like slave war. So without further ado, let's get back to what I was introducing. Clip number one, Sam, if you've got that ready, this is Woody Harrelson. Last night on Saturday Night Live, where he's gotten a little bit of false criticism, and we'll go over those headlines in just a moment after this 1 minute clip. So Sam, when you're ready, please roll that clip. Right, I'm not hearing anything. Is anyone there on the control room? Okay. Well, I'll have to get back to that. I'm not getting a response here in the control room. So let's go on to... I really did want to try to play these in order here because there's a certain chronological order and a relationship to some of these stories. So let's get into this article in Children's Health Defense that is really encouraging news. It's from a little over a week ago, and since last week we didn't have much time to cover the news since we had Dr. Jared Roscoe on talking about all the various types of tests and available treatments for the COVID shot recipients. So I encourage folks to go check that out if you haven't. Last show, February 19th. So this news is from February 17th. Children's Health Defense. Florida issues health alert. mRNA COVID vaccines cause substantial increase. That's a quote, substantial increase in reports of adverse events. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, MD, PhD, issued a health alert on Wednesday warning that the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines caused a, quote, substantial increase, end quote, in reports of adverse events in Florida. Article by Brenda Belletti in Children's Health Defense. And show this up on the screen once my computer catches up with my mouse. Okay. And starts out, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, MD, PhD, issued an alert Wednesday to the Florida healthcare sector and the public warning that COVID-19 mRNA vaccines caused a, quote, substantial increase, end quote, in reports of adverse events in Florida. The alert was based on a letter he sent earlier this week to the heads of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, pointing out the excess risk of adverse events associated with the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. In the letter, he urged the agencies to, quote, promote transparency, end quote, among healthcare professionals, quote, to accurately communicate the risks these vaccines pose, end quote. The letter and health alert summarize the substantial increase in vaccine adverse event reporting system, or VAERS, reports in Florida after the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, including for life-threatening conditions. The CDC and the FDA jointly administer VAERS, a database that allows healthcare professionals and others to file reports about vaccine-related injuries. And we'll pick up this article when we get back on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. Stay tuned. Because there's nowhere you can run.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you, and the Facebook live stream is going well, I see, and I'm about to join you in the chat room. The Facebook live stream is now shared over to Republic Broadcasting Network's Facebook page, facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. And resuming this clip, I'm going to skip some parts of it from Children's Health Defense that I started before the break. And just resuming with what Dr. Ladapo, Florida Surgeon General, tweeted February 16th in his alert. He said Florida saw a 1,700% increase in adverse event reports after COVID-19 vaccinations. Does that sound safe and effective? I don't think so either. That's why we released this health alert. Just because correlation doesn't equal causation doesn't mean we should abandon common sense. And then he shows the graph of that 1,700% increase starting in 2021. And Ladapo reported that in Florida there was a 1,700% increase in bears reports after the release of the COVID-19 vaccine, compared to an increase of 400% in overall vaccine administration for the same time period. Reporting of life-threatening conditions increased more than 4,400%, or 44 times. Quote, we have never seen this type of response following previous mass vaccination efforts pushed by the federal government. Even the H1N1 vaccine did not trigger this sort of response, end quote, he said in his letter to the FDA and CDC. Ladapo said the Florida findings are consistent with several peer-reviewed studies that continue to find vaccine-based health risks, and the health alert provided examples of these risks from the peer-reviewed studies. Such risks include coagulation disorders, acute cardiac injuries, Bell's palsy, and encephalitis, which has a risk of 1 in 550 individuals, according to a 2022 study in the journal Vaccine. And that study is linked to here. It's entitled Serious Adverse Events of Special Interest Following mRNA COVID-19 Vaccination in Randomized Trials in Adults. And that was in the September 22nd, 2022 edition of the journal Vaccine. A study in Nature's Scientific Reports found increased acute cardiac arrests and other acute cardiac events following mRNA COVID-19 vaccination. And it links to that as well, which I'll show up here on the screen from the journal. Nature is entitled Increased Emergency Cardiovascular Events Among Under 40 Population in Israel During Vaccine Rollout and Third COVID-19 Wave from the April 28th, 2022 edition of the journal Scientific Reports. And then continuing the article, a 2022 study in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Original Investigation, which is linked here, and it's entitled Analysis of Thromboembolic and Thrombocytopenic Events After the AZT1222, which is AstraZeneca's shot, the BNT162B2, which is Pfizer's shot, and mRNA-1273, which is Moderna's, COVID-19 vaccines in three Nordic countries from June 14th, 2022 of the journal JAMA Original Investigation or JAMA Open Network. This study, as the article is saying, found preliminary evidence of increased risk of both coronary disease and cardiovascular disease related to COVID-19 vaccines. In his letter, Ladapo emphasized that, quote, healthcare professionals should have the ability to accurately communicate the risks and benefits of a medical intervention to their patients without fear of retaliation by the federal government, end quote. The letter and health alert both affirmed Florida's commitment to protecting communities from the risks of COVID-19 and to promoting treatment and prevention through healthy habits. Ladapo consistently argued for a science-based, not fear-based, approach to pandemic. Ladapo, a distinguished graduate of Harvard Medical School and well-published medical researcher, gained prominence early in the pandemic for arguing that fear, not sound public health science, was driving public messaging around COVID-19. He published a series of articles in USA Today and the Wall Street Journal criticizing lockdown measures and arguing, and it links to those two articles, and arguing the health system, quote, would be less burdened if more patients were treated before they require hospitalization, and there are promising therapeutic options that patients can administer themselves at home, end quote, the Defender reported. And we'll finish up with the very last of this article when we get back here. The great information radio show stays in. Hope I get mine, because believe it or not, I think I might die unless I take what they got. My brain's too fried, so I give it no thought, no thought. Because the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're going to pay for me. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turn around. I see a glimpse of the recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake. What I mean is why?
Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and we're going to finish up this article with the Defender magazine and then get in some clips. Just the last few sentences of the article. Covering Dr. Joseph Lodapo's recent history, and might be important to know for folks who criticize him. You can refer to this article. Repertoire. So, last few sentences read, Lodapo's outspokenness and his approach to handling the pandemic caught the eye of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who appointed him as the state Surgeon General in September 2021. Lodapo recently authored the book Transcend Fear, a Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health, end quote. He discussed his book in the public health response to COVID-19 with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on an episode of RFK Jr., the Defender podcast in August of last year, which was 2022. So, he's drawing a lot of fire, and one strategy I'd like to use, calling into talk shows, when it comes to someone who's criticized, I haven't defended Dr. Lodapo on the air, but when RFK Jr., for instance, a local talk show host, says that he's telling a bunch of lies, call him up and ask him to name one, says, I don't want to give him any attention. Because, he has this, I don't understand why he doesn't want to give any attention to the man when he has a New York Times best-selling book, The Real Anthony Fauci. So, it's good to call people and say, hey, they have this huge body of work. Can you quote what they have said that's incorrect or that you think could use more context? I mean, help us out being better reporters to do a better job. Don't presume that we're here to be propagandists. You have to give some feedback and help help, we have a spirit of hopefulness and curiosity to help the audience and help the source who you think needs correcting by stating what was incorrect and stating what needs to be, what the correct version of your events or facts are, or your opinion is. And you have to state the problem. Just don't presume that you're persuading people when you badmouth somebody, because it shows that, yeah, we know who you're against, but you really don't have a whole lot of substance of what you're for. It's all about form over function, symbolism over substance, and style over substance. So let's get on to clip number one, Sam. This is going to be Woody Harrelson last night on Saturday Night Live, and just a 1 minute, but his last minute or so of his monologue, and then we'll cover some of the criticism he got today in the press. Sam, when you're ready, please roll that clip.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea, being forced to do drugs? I do that voluntarily all day long. Anyway, it's about that time.
He's looking for a jacket to be put
still
on.
Still no jacket. Honorary. Okay. Well, we got a great show for you tonight. Jack White is here, so stick around. We'll be right back.
And he's talking about the script that he was presented with, purportedly, that he threw away. So that was awesome. But some didn't agree. Like Rolling Stone. They say Woody Harrelson spreads anti-vax conspiracies during SNL monologue. In their article today, article by Marlo Stern, SNL host has a history of strange anti-science remarks during the COVID pandemic. Then on the Daily Beast, Woody Harrelson spews anti-vax conspiracies in rambling SNL monologue by Matt Wilstein. And what was supposed to be the actor's big induction into the Five Timers Club ended up going south fast Saturday night, he writes. In Huffington Post, Woody Harrelson rambles about weed, anti-vax conspiracy, and SNL monologue. The Saturday Night Live host kicked off his fifth time hosting the show with a confusing monologue this weekend by Ben Blanchett. Okay, if it's confusing, why did he misconstrue that to be anti-vax conspiracy in his own words? And lastly, Variety magazine headline by Katie Reel is Woody Harrelson's Saturday Night Live monologue makes COVID conspiracy jokes. All right. Well, I'm sure this audience could read between the lines. All right, let's get ready for the next clip. This is from the Stu Peters Show. From February 22nd, Sam, this is clip number two, and his interview with Karen Kingston. This clip is entitled "Groundbreaking Testimony Changes Everything." Florida County returns CDC funds after confirming vax is a bioweapon. Sam, when you're ready, in just a few seconds.
Kingston just made an appearance before the county commissioners of Collier County, Florida. That's where Naples is. The topic was these COVID-19 bioweapon injections. Karen testified that the COVID shots are, in fact, a bioweapon and that they should either be destroyed or returned to their manufacturers. She also warned the commissioners under Florida law that anybody responsible for making bioweapons available to others is guilty of a first-degree felony punishable by life in prison. Well, after Karen's testimony, the Collier commissioners voted 5-0 to send back a $1.4 million CDC grant for the creation of COVID-19 materials. The message that they sent, Collier County is stepping back from the fake advances of the CDC and the NIH. Well, Karen says that when she presented her evidence to other people in attendance at the meeting, and in particular, when she showed the list of diseases that Pfizer knew their shots would cause, even before it was approved by the FDA, they became overwhelmingly in favor of criminal trials for everybody who helped promote the injections. This is a giant step in the way of accountability. Criminal accountability for the unleashing and the deployment of this bioweapon. Karen Kingston joins us now for more on this. Karen, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I was able to present in front of the Collier County Commissioners on February 14th.
Amazing.
Under the topic of this NIH grant that they received for the promotion and education of the COVID-19 injections. And I have to give a hat tip off to the commissioners, specifically Commissioner Chris Hall, because I had sent a letter to them on February 6th outlining all the evidence I had that these were bioweapons, including their own Surgeon General Latipo's evidence that these are bioweapon injections, where he found over 16,000 residents in the state of Florida who died from a cardiac-related death due to the COVID-19 injections bioweapons. It was not due to any other cause. And I finished that letter with the Florida state law 790.166 stating that if you display, promote, or make readily available a bioweapon, an agent of biowarfare, you could serve up to life imprisonment. So I say hat tip off to Commissioner Chris Hall for allowing me to get up and speak for 20 minutes, going through the evidence that I share with your audience on a regular basis and going through the criminality of what was done. And I think what's important for people to know is that if what I said wasn't true, under that same law, under Chapter 46, Title 790, a false claim that there is a bioweapon is the same thing as if I got up on the mic and said there's a bomb in the building. I should be in handcuffs if it's not true. So it was a big deal. It was very well received. It was mostly silent during my 20-minute presentation, with people taking their cameras out, taking photos. I heard some people actually turned ghost white and left the room. And afterwards, people were openly concerned about the evidence that was presented. I also had an opportunity to speak with victims who were injected with the bioweapon injection. And what's interesting is when I first sat down with them, they had this kind of Stockholm syndrome where they didn't want people to get in trouble. They thought, well, this was just a great big misunderstanding, and that now that we know people are getting injured, we just don't want anyone else to get injured. So that was the dialogue I was hearing from the victims. And then when I showed them that October 22nd, 2020 meeting that the FDA had with industry and Pfizer, and they listed out seizures, strokes, blood clotting, convulsions, myocarditis, death. They said, let's go get these SOBs. They were angry. And that's the appropriate response to the knowledge that Pfizer, Moderna, and the FDA knew that these injections were going to cause injuries, harm, disease, disabilities, and death. And Pfizer went ahead, manufactured them, and promoted them as safe and effective vaccines. The only appropriate response is anger and demanding justice and demanding criminal charges. And this concept that it should be reduced to a misdemeanor, I heard about that last week with Idaho. That's absolutely absurd. Under federal law and under every state law, there are laws for first and second degree felony charges for a bioweapon. Why would you reduce that to a misdemeanor?
I can't wrap my head around that. Looking at what's happening here, these are not misdemeanor crimes. These are crimes against humanity. These shots, these bioweapons that were deployed on Americans by our own government, by our own DOD, these particular shots deployed by Pfizer and Moderna and everybody else who ran the safe and effective narrative are responsible for the largest kill-off that we have ever seen. Misdemeanors are just not appropriate. These are crimes against humanity. There's a precedent for how we punish people who commit them.
Also, there is state law for a bioweapon, independent of military law, independent of global law. And we need to start where we can start as community members. And that's with charging them with these first and second degree felonies under the state laws. And charging them, I mean, the manufacturer, Pfizer, their safety review board, those that misrepresented a bioweapon as a safe and effective vaccine, causing the injury, disease, disabilities, and death of innocent adults and children. And that's where we need to start. And Collier County commissioners understood it. And the Collier County sheriffs understand this. And that's what we're moving forward. People need to understand, you need to talk to your local law enforcement. You need to talk to your local county commissioners. We cannot hope that something's going to happen at the federal level to save us or outside of the United States jurisdiction. I mean, I've heard other attorneys opine about how Putin's working with the King of Thailand to start global hearings. That's pie in the sky hopium at this point. You need to protect your own members of your own community, the children and adults in your own community. And that starts by speaking with your county commissioners, presenting the evidence to them that these injections do not meet any definition of vaccine. They don't prevent infection. They don't protect against disease. The research was all fraudulent and criminal, and therefore they're bioweapons. So now they are witnesses to a crime, and they either can take appropriate action to move forward with helping you press charges against the criminals, or they're accomplices to the crime. And it needs to be that simple. And I warn against people getting wrapped up in the concept of global tribunals or hopium that our federal government is going to do something. It reminds me of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I mean, I believe drunk driving was a misdemeanor until the mom said, no, my child was killed or murdered by a drunk driver. It's going to be a felony and we're going after them. And the mothers need to sit down, talk to the men and women who are in power in their counties and say, I want to press charges against Pfizer, the people at Pfizer that are responsible for this, the people at Moderna that are responsible for this. There is no law in the United States that protects any individual or an organization from releasing a bioweapon on a civilian population. I'm not sure why that's difficult for people to understand, but there is no law that protects them.
And we're not going to say that we don't believe that Putin is working with Thailand to start some world tribunal. And we're not going to say that we're not going to continue our quest to have a Nuremberg 2 type situation because there are global criminals here that need to be brought to justice and they need to face the consequences and the sentencing for the crimes against humanity and this genocidal level kill off that they have perpetuated on world global citizens. But we are hearing what you're saying. Are there any other counties or states who are now seeking the Karen Kingston proof, finally, after this last year and a half of you showing the evidence on this program?
Yes, there's other counties in Florida that have reached out to me, and there's another county in New York that's reached out to me, and there's some individuals in Idaho that have reached out to me. So I'm working on drafting up the claim right now, the criminal charges, and we're gathering affidavits. I'm working actually with a number of women who have already been on your show, who specifically Kat. Kat said she's got thousands of victims. So we are working together, Stu, and I want to thank you and your network and your staff for giving us a voice, for giving the women in this movement a voice who want to take action, because we are working together behind the scenes and we're networking and we're getting wins. The Collier County Commissioner's win last week was a big win. They sent a clear message, and Commissioner Hall said, the message is the three-letter agencies, the CDC, the NIH, do not have any authority over the health of the residents of Collier County. And so it was a big message, and they're looking at other agreements and other bills that they have passed that give them ties to these three-letter agencies, and they're looking to break those ties.
We got to see this all the way through. So if the commissioners down there in Collier County are paying attention to this broadcast, if the sheriff down there or the other counties in Florida or in Idaho or New York or anywhere else are viewing this program, you have to see this through. Victims, you are victims, and there are millions of you. You have to stick together and you have to see this through, because a crime without a victim is not a crime. You can't get a conviction with a victimless crime.
And we'll pick that up when we get back here on Liberation Station Radio Show, Stu Peters with Karen Kingston, February 22nd, 2023. I'm Chris Steiner, and be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back, Liberation Station Radio Show. We'll just pick up where we left off before the break, the last minute or so of this victory being outlined on the Stu Peters Show, February 22nd, 2023, with Karen Kingston. So
you're going to be threatened? You're going to be bribed? You're going to be coerced? All of these things are going to happen. You have to be tough, not just for yourself, but for the children of this country and this planet. So Karen Kingston, thank you for not just blabbing up here about it all the time and relentlessly showing the evidence that you work so hard to do. By the way, I don't think people realize how many people and how many hours it would take to do what you normally do and bring so effortlessly, seemingly, to this program. I'm sure that you haven't gotten a whole lot of sleep over the last year and a half, and for that we're very thankful, and thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and hope the victims do come forward. Next time on your show, I'll tell you where to register. And we already have thousands.
Do it right now. Do it right now. Do you have the time to do it right now?
I have to get it from Kat. I don't have it right now. I have to give you the URL. It's being set up like this week. We'll have it by the end of the week.
But the second that you have it, send it over here. We'll get it up to StuPeters.com. We'll put it all over our social medias. We'll blast that all over everywhere. We need these people to come forward.
Yeah, we have thousands. Soon it'll be tens of thousands. And hopefully with your viewers, we'll have hundreds of thousands. So they can't threaten all of us.
Amen. Thank you for being a warrior. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But
we're done with that clip. All right. And so that's a good victory we see over in Collier County. A lot of pushback there's been some during the lockdowns, a lot of very awful things done in Collier County that weren't done elsewhere. I've seen see really stimulated a reaction. So that's good news. And also, I want folks to know that when they do bring up Nuremberg, mention that it's anti-constitutional to coerce or force medical treatment, whether it's experimental or not. And that's because we are signatories to the Nuremberg principles. So that treaty has been violated just by the coercion, and that's anti-constitutional. I think folks need to recognize that and make that argument as well. When we get back here in the next hour, we'll get into a couple of clips from a great activist here with Health Freedom Florida, Morgan D. Van Hoek, who I've had the honor of meeting back, I remember 2016, first time I met her, and met her over the years here in my area, here is the Tampa Bay area. She's heading up an effort to get people on buses in Tallahassee March 7th to pass HB 305 and SB 222 to make permanent anti-discrimination measures that are set to expire this summer. It's a huge deal, and we'll want to set a great example for a free state in hopefully the freest country in the world, and hopefully for other countries. We'll be back here the second and final hour of Liberation Station Radio Show. The site is theliberationstation.com. I'm Chris Steiner. We'll be right back.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.